Have you ever been down to Tennessee?
I don't know. What if I can?
Very good indeed.
Okay. So we have two shmoozim here. One of them is relatively easy, and one of them is quite difficult. So I guess we should start with the easy one and work our way to the difficult one. I have to admit, I'm not sure I fully understand the difficult one, but we'll try and work it out together now or later, whatever. They're both on the exact same point, is that it says that Eliezer, before he went ahead and picked Rivka, he made some tests. So when we read the Chumash, it was like some magical test, whatever. It was just an omen. But the Mefarshim say it wasn't just an omen. It's from the Pasuk that you see that. It wasn't just, if she says the number three, obviously she's the right one. There was some, also, she's the right one. There's something, because this is an indicator, a logical indicator that she's the right one. So Rashi says, and there's a difference between Rashi and the Ralbag, seemingly, in how this is an indicator. So Rashi learns, also chakta, ru'uya hilo, she is roy for him, shetekom awas chasadim, u'gedai likai zebet sho'aram. Sounds like he's saying two things. I'm not exactly sure the two things, what they are. What I suspect is, ru'uya hilo means it's a good shidduch. In ve'agefen, right? Yitzhak Avinu is obviously a tremendous Baal Chesed, and Rivka is a tremendous Baal Chesed. So it's a perfect shidduch, ru'uya hilo. This is a perfect shidduch for him, an individual. This is what Yitzhak needs to have, a shalom bayis, a great mishidduch, because people that think alike makes for a great marriage. And then there's a different thing, kedai, we call it the bezo. Kedai, I suspect, means it's like she deserves it. She is like, it's not as the shidduch of how good the marriage is going to be, but there's a certain merit to be one of the emois, to be the bezo sha'aram avinu. So she deserves it. Okay. That's what I suspect. Those are the two points. One is that it's a ru'uya hulo. It's a good shidduch for him. And it's she deserves it. Okay. Why is that? Because she's a gamoas chasadim. So here there's a pretty obvious shmuz. That Avram Avinu was the ultimate Baal Chesed. But that wasn't all Avram Avinu was. Avram Avinu also was the first person to have a munah by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avram Avinu was the one who was teaching Torah to the whole world. Avram Avinu was the one that did pass Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak Pashas had nothing to do with Chesed. It was a question of emunah, bitachin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being an Evet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Many of the Nisyonis that Avram Avinu had, if not most of them, had nothing to do with Chesed. They were Nisyonis. We're going down to the Rav in Mitzrayim, Lech Lecha, and like I said, Akedas Yitzchak, Kivshon HaEish. All these Nisyonis had nothing to do with Chesed. Happens to be also that Avram Avinu was a tremendous Baal Chesed. But if you had a pinpoint the godliness of Avram Avinu, I don't know if I would say it's Chesed. The godliness is in his Mesiras Nefesh. Surely I would say there's more, maybe there's one guy, maybe I would say you can't pinpoint Avram Avinu's godliness. His godliness was in a few areas. He had a few godliness. So to go ahead and say, okay, you went ahead and you did this test, and she proved herself to be a tremendous Baal Chesed. But that's it. For all we know, she doesn't have belief. We don't know, maybe she's an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Right? We don't know that. This test doesn't prove her hashgafas. Surely it doesn't prove that she's going to be meister nefesh for Avodah Hashem, that she's going to... It just proves one thing. So how can you say that she's ru'uya though because of that, and she's kedai. Okay, it's a nice thing. Maybe it's an indication of one thing, but you can't say, oh, now I know for sure this is a perfect shidduch. What do you mean? Yitzchak has 50 midas. She has one of the same midas. Think she deserves it? Oh, she deserves it. She has one mida that makes her deserving. But I don't know. I have to check. I have to see the whole package. So there's a tremendous chiddush in Rashi. It really is that you see that no, that if the person is a ba'al chesed, then that almost includes everything. I'm not sure whether it's a simon or a siba. You know, they say it. Rashivis always say over. It's supposedly a shmooze from the altar that how come the Torah doesn't mention the Kivshan Eish? It's not mentioned in the Torah anywhere. So supposedly the altar said because the fact that Avraham Avinu was Meister Nefesh for the Hachnasas Orchim, then we know he did the Kivshan Eish. You don't have to tell me the Kivshan Eish. You know, if he's ready to do, it's the same. If he's ready to do Chesed, I think that's what the altar said. Because it's the midah of chesed is the midah of giving yourself over. It's already, so that means that you're ready to be meiser nefesh. So it's stemming from a mesiras nefesh. So I'm not sure whether it means she has it already, or it means it's a simon that she'll easily be able to obtain it. In other words, it could be it's a simon that she must be already a ba'as bitachon emunah, or it means that even if she's not, but you don't have to worry. And very, you know, she'll come into Yitzchak's house and Yitzchak will very easily be mashpi on her. Because as long as she has the ikar midah of gemidas chasadim, then everything else will automatically fall into place. So the first pretty obvious shmooze is that, you know, first of all, you know, guys are getting ready for shaduchim at some point. So it means that the most important midah is gemidas chasadim. Once she's gomelas chasadim, it's a perfect shidduch. That's it. Everything else will come in automatically, or it must be there already. It's also kedayula, the schus, the fact, the schus that a person is gomel chasadim, that alone is enough of a tremendous schus to make one's roi to become one of the emois. It's such an amazing schus. You're a gomel chesed. It's not the schus that she's a talmid chacham, or she, you know, whatever it is. I know women, we don't have that, but whatever it is, that she davens, or this, the schuz that she's a gomelas chasadim, not that she's saying tilm all day, or whatever it is. That schuz makes her roy to become the Avraham Avinu. Okay. So in Rashi, it's a very clear shmooze on the amazing chashivas of chesed. Now, it's very, very interesting that the Rabag, in a certain sense, has a totally opposite pshat. But he says that basically, he says that Eliezer was given a job, and he was given it by Avraham Avinu, and his job is to find a good shidduch for Yitzchak, and therefore he's obligated to do everything he can to find the perfect shidduch for Yitzchak. So he says as follows, especially if we skip down to the third line, Udazet Timsa, Shebachar Eliezer, that Eliezer, therefore Eliezer chose he was searching that the personality, tchuna, no, the nature of the woman that will be married to Yitzchak should have this nature. Why did he want that she should have this nature of this tremendous ba'as chesed? Kidei she'agia mimena, so that he should get from her sheiris shalem the Yitzchak, that she should serve. You know, a wife, you want to be able to cook supper and to clean house, and you want to take care of the husband, right? Avram, go find a good wife for Yitzchak. That means a wife that's going to take care of him, worry about his needs. So you want a good wife. So that means she wants Sheiras Shalem the Yitzchak. Eliezer is looking for someone who Yitzchak is number one, and her life revolves around helping Yitzchak. So this is what he's looking for. He's not looking, according, it's different than Rashi. Rashi says he's looking for a tzaddikas. I need to find that Yitzchak is such a tzaddik, I got to find a matching tzaddik. Oh, she's a gomez chasodim, she's a tzaddik, in ve'gafen, tzaddik with a tzaddik, perfect shidduch. He's saying, no, he's not looking to match. He's saying, I need someone who will be totally dedicated to Yitzchak's needs. V'zeh, and he finds that, m'mnei shekvar shkicha atzma la'atzot outside of chesed, if she's ready to do for chesed, she'rish shalem, she's ready to work for chesed, to help others, she'lo bukash mimena, that's not asked, kol shekein, if she's responsible, that she's ready and she's going to do chesed, even to others in the fullest perfection, when not asked, when it's not really her job, surely she's going to serve her husband. That's her job. If she's going to be responsible to worry about other people, that's not a responsibility. So surely she's going to worry about her husband, that it is a responsibility. Right? In one hand, it almost sounds like a total opposite. You know, the Rashi says when you're looking for a shidduch, you got to look for the tzedekes, and the Rabbanan says you got to look for the girl that's going to cook you the nicest supper. But in a sense, or at least when Eliezer is looking for a shidduch, maybe if you yourself are looking, you can be mevater. But Eliezer is looking for you. You got to get a. But what's fascinating is, but mitzad sheni, they're both going for the same thing. In other words, is a tremendous chiddush here, is that there, I would have thought, for sure, without the Ralbag, that if you're looking for a girl that's going to cook you the best supper, don't get a Bawas Chesed. Bawas Chesed, that's the worst girl you can get. She's going to be busy all day long. She's never going to be home. She's going to be running around, taking care of this ani and this ani, and there's so many Sarchi Amcha Merubin. I'm sure it was the same even in those times, too. There's so many stuck organizations, so many needs, and she's running around doing all the mitzvahs, and she has no time for her family, and she's busy. You want a girl who's selfish, who doesn't care about anyone else, and she'll stay home and take care of her husband because she's selfish, and she's going to be totally dedicated to herself and her family. That's what I would have thought. You know, you want a girl who's going to that she's going to make supper every night and take care of you. Don't get a girl who's Isaac and Sarchi Tzadekes, about his chesed. That's the worst possible choice. And maybe we would say you should be Meiser Nefesh. It's kedai to get a Tzadekes, even though it means you won't have supper, even though it means your house will be messy, even though it means she won't have time for you. But it's worth it to get a Tzadekes. But that's not what the Rabbag is saying. Rabbag is an amazing thing. Rabbag is saying that the person who is the biggest Baal Chesed will be the perfect wife, who will be the best responsible. She'll be the most cooking the supper and raising the kids and cleaning the house and doing everything right. Because it's stemming from the same Mida. So there's a tremendous chesh. First of all, I guess theoretically, you know, when it comes to B'ez Hashem, the Ge'ed HaMaisa, if your people went in B'ez Hashem the right time and place, people are looking for shidduchim. So the Rabbag is teaching us a lesson. Rashi teaches us that the most important thing is chesed. If you want to be a tzaddik, the Rabbag is teaching us that even if you're worried about yourself, you're a selfish husband, but you want to be a selfish husband, get a wife who's a baal chesed. That's being a selfish husband, you end up ahead of the game. So that's first of all. But second of all, in a much more Nogea for us right now, we're not involved with Shidduchim right now. It's the concept that being a Baal Chesed means being responsible. The two midas come together. If you find a person who is a tremendous Baal Chesed and is running around all day doing Chesed, and because of that, they're not doing their job that they're supposed to be doing, which regretfully, we do find people like that, then that's a siman that something's wrong here. That means that it's very likely that their chesed is not coming from real chesed. Because if their chesed was coming from real chesed, Rabbag is saying that same midah of chesed, of being care and responsibility, would make you do also what you're supposed to do. But if you're not responsible to your job, then you can't be responsible to other people. Edamai, there's another reason. Maybe it's more glamorous. Maybe it's more fun. Maybe it's more distracting. I don't want to stay home with my kids. You know, my kids, it's much more fun and exciting to be out in the world and do who knows what. But it's a simon that it's a simon with ourselves. If we go ahead and we find that we have a job, you know, we have a chavrusa, you have the yeshiva, has, you know, there's certain things you're supposed to do. You have to learn with your chavrusa. You have to show up to Seder. You have to, whatever, there's achrayas that you have. And then instead of doing your achrayas, the guy, you're too busy running around doing chesed to the whole world. You think, oh, I'm such a tzaddik. And I'm sorry. It's not, you're not even, you can't even fool yourself. You're about chesed. It's the chesed itself, there's a begam in the midah of chesed. That's what it seems from the Ralbag. Because if the person would really be the true Baal chesed, then that same midah of responsibility, of care, of caring, the first thing it would say, I care to do my job. That comes first. That's if you care and you're responsible, then that's what you should be caring about. So if you're not doing it, it means you don't care. Why are you doing chesed? It's fun. It's a distraction. It's more exciting. I don't know. We don't know why. So it's a very fascinating Ralbag that Ralbag is saying that the nekuda, that the two midos, mamish overlap. So that when you want to find out if the person's going to be responsible and do their job, you check to see if the person's a Baal Chesed. I think that's a very big chiddush in our back. So anyway, so it comes out basically, first from the Rashi, you see a tremendous chashivas of Chesed. Chesed is, you know, it's almost, you can forget about, you don't have to check the, in a certain sense, he had to check her hashkafas, and he didn't have to give her an interview in hashkafas. You know, people have, do you want a kodal guy? Don't you want a kodal guy? You know, all the 20 questions you have in the dates. I don't know if they have these questions. But, you didn't have to interview, and it's after hashkafas shaydes, and he didn't have to go ahead and, do you believe in Avodah Zarah? You don't believe in Avodah Zarah? Not relevant. If you're a Baal Chesed, it's a great shidduch. We'll work out everything else later. I don't know if I recommend that fully, but at least the concept is that the ikar in a shidduch is the midos. That's the ikar. The ikar of a person, even for ourselves. If you have good midos, then everything will follow in place. And not just a shidduch for others, for ourselves. Person that has good midos, everything else comes automatically. That's a very, very big insight. The first step is midos and chesed. And person has that, memeda, you get everything else. And that gives you tremendous chusim. That's what you see from Rashi. Person is a tremendous Baal Chesed, has amazing chusim. That's what you see in Rashi. And in the Rabag, you see that if you don't lose by being a Baal Chesed, by marrying a Baal Chesed for sure, because a person who's a Baal Chesed, the definition of a Baal Chesed is that a person who is responsible and also, by definition, takes care of it with the things that they're obligated to take also. Okay.
Ready. Maybe he just chose a midah, admittedly an important midah, and then he made a simon, and Hashem was making the simon, so that must be that Hashem knows that this woman has all the good qualities. It doesn't show that if Hashem didn't choose the girl.